You shot me a smile and my cares were gone. Written by DePatty and read by Patika for the 2018 Pod Together Challenge. Summary. Spencer and Brendan soul bond and don't realize it for like 3 years. Spencer knew for an absolute fact the first time he saw Brendan, he was in deep trouble. Or rather, once Brendan stumbled into their practice garage, all nervous giggles with his mismatched clothes and long forehead, Spencer's first thought was, pretty. Followed by, wait, what? Then he promptly shoved all that aside because they had practice and he just did not have time for high school crushes, no matter how cute his treacherous brain kept thinking the guy was. Nope. At least, that's what he told himself. He certainly didn't think about how lovely Brendan's eyes were. A warm brown that he totally didn't think about getting lost in. Attempting to keep frowning instead, as they split a bag of gummy bears after practice. So, do you think Brian will let me in the band? Brendan asked, so hopeful. And crap, the kid was good. But here he was worried about them telling him no. Spencer was sharing his gummy worms. How could this kid have doubts? Maybe he was glowering too much? Yeah, Spencer said, fighting a smile with another frown. You're in as far as I'm concerned. Brendan's smile was blinding, and Spencer couldn't help but finally smile back. And it felt nice. That was the first in a long line of little moments. Something so small, Spencer didn't realize it was part of the framework that would be a soul bond. The thing about a soul bond, at least as far as he was concerned, was that it was the kind of thing that happened to other people. Sure, someone you knew was bonded, but it didn't seem like a big deal despite every educational course in school warning against bonding too early. That bonding could only happen between two willing parties. There's a variety of different bonds, with a soul bond being something you had to work towards if you both wanted it. He had been certain that a soul bond would only happen if two people actually vocalized it and tried to form one. Spencer found firsthand that you could want such a bond, both of you, and not realize it for years. The first time Spencer became aware that he and Brendan were building toward that sort of life connection, they were somewhere in one of those states with a lot of corn, at a truck stop. Maybe it was Illinois, or Iowa, or even Kansas. Regardless, the scenery was lacking. So bored, they were at a turnstile looking at sunglasses, both trying on increasingly ridiculous pairs. Brendan made a flourish of throwing on a pair that had two garish pink flamingos as frames and did his best blue steel. Spencer laughed helplessly and Brendan joined him. Just behind his breastbone, he had this feeling, a warm little tickle, something that pulsed, like it was slipping into time with Spencer's inner metronome, ticking in step with his heartbeat. What? Brendan asked, when Spencer's laughter trailed off. Something on my face? Brendan cheesily used his fingers behind his ears to bounce the shades up and down. Yeah, Spencer said, trying to roll his eyes. His voice sounded suspiciously fond to his own ears. Brendan must have heard something, his smile shifting to something small and quiet, as he took off his shades and put them back on the rack, giving his chest a little rub right over his heart. Come on, Spencer! He threw an arm over his shoulder. Let's go save Walker from the choice between red vines or gummy worms. Sure, Spencer said, wrapping his arm around Brendan's very solid and warm back, hand resting between his shoulder blades. It took Spencer an embarrassingly long time to realize that the feeling in his chest, a constant steady and reassuring beat, might be more than love, and that Brendan felt it too. Like 3 years worth that included the band split up, where the two of them stayed together and John and Ryan left. Where that feeling that he'd come to associate as comfort and closeness grew almost like a favorite song playing in the background, reaching a crescendo right before he realized it. They were just about to take the stage. Spencer looked across their little huddle and met Brendan's eyes. Brendan looked at him as if to ask, "Together?" with maybe a very quiet, "Yours." And Spencer responded with, "Always." Then he realized he'd answered out loud and had only heard Brendan's questions in his head. Ian and Dallin moved on to take their places on the stage, oblivious to the moment Brendan and Spencer were having. Brendan looked hopeful and a little scared, but Spencer didn't have a doubt. He reached out and took Brendan's hand. "You mean it?" Brendan said, his voice making it more of a question than statement. "Of course I mean it," Spencer said, realizing how true it was. If he was honest with himself, he'd meant it from that first day, that first shared bag of candy. "And you do, too," Spencer said, hearing the wonder in his own voice. "Yeah, I've been gone on you for approximately forever, Spencer Smith," Brendan said, grinning helplessly. Spencer's face hurt with how hard he was smiling. "Good," he said, reaching out and taking hold of Brendan's shirt. "I'm going to kiss the hell out of you now." "Finally," Brendan said, the word a puff of air against Spencer's lips as they turned their heads ever so slightly, and there. They slotted their mouths together. Brendan's lips were soft against his. It was a chaste, sweet kiss, a promise for more later. That feeling in Spencer's chest thrummed, feeling like the bass in a song, and he realized it was a song. It was their song. Brendan pulled back sighing and looking gobsmacked in the best way. "Wow." "Yeah," Spencer said breathlessly, taking Brendan's hand and giving it a squeeze. "Well, damn," Zach said, startling them. "Now I owe Dallin $20. There was a betting pool? Spencer couldn't even be mad. Probably from an outside perspective, they've been completely ridiculous for years. "Of course there was a pool." Zach rolled his eyes. "Now, have you both had enough of a moment? Because there's this whole show you're supposed to be playing, like, now." "Yeah, right," Brendan said, squeezing back when Spencer tightened his fingers for a minute. "We've got pretty much forever, so a show shouldn't be a problem," Spencer said, pulling Brendan's hand up to kiss his knuckles. Brendan smiled goofily at him. "We sure do." The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to Patty for doing this project with me. As always, it is a delight. If you'd like to read or download this story, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/15583527. Thanks for listening.